here's a story from The World.
Thousands of American troops in Afghanistan and Iraq will be heading home soon. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller made the announcement yesterday.
By January 15th, 2021, our forces, their size in Afghanistan, will be 2,500 troops. Our force size in Iraq will also be 2,500 by that same date.
President Trump has repeatedly said he wants to end the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. But as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, this latest news is being met with a lot of skepticism.
The news from Washington broke late last night for people in Afghanistan and Iraq. Many found out about it when they woke up this morning. I reached Javed Faisal bright and early in the Afghan capital, Kabul. He was on his way to work. Faisal is an advisor to Afghanistan's National Security Council.
Well, to be honest, you know, we were expecting some hasty moves.
Faisal was measured. He said, listen, President Trump has said for a while now that American troops will leave. So this news wasn't completely out of the blue. But
the withdrawal should be a very responsible one to make sure that any decision that's been taken in this regard does not take us back to where we were 20 years ago when there was Al-Qaeda, when there were other insurgent groups.
Many share this concern. U.S. military experts say a hasty and uncoordinated troop withdrawal would leave local forces in a dangerous position. That goes for both Afghanistan and Iraq, where Americans help train and assist local forces. David Witte is a retired U.S. Army colonel. He served in Iraq after a major troop withdrawal by the Obama administration in 2011.
It'll be much harder to provide advice and training to Iraqi forces, you know, which is the primary role that's going on right now.
U.S. forces helped the Iraqis fight the Islamic State. They also tried to limit Iran's influence in Iraq.
The problem would be you would basically just be turning Iraq over to Iran. There's no other way to put it.
Iran has created and supported a web of powerful militias in Iraq. A drawdown of U.S. forces, Witte says, means these militias could have more of a free hand in the country. In Afghanistan, the U.S. troop level will go from 4,500 to 2,500. The Trump administration had planned to bring the numbers down, but it was to be conditional. David Petraeus is a retired U.S. Army general.
From a military perspective, as I always recommended when I was the commander in Iraq or in Afghanistan, force reduction should always be conditions-based.
Petraeus says this is one way to get opposing sides to follow through with their promises. For example, the U.S. had signed an agreement with the Taliban back in February and had promised to pull troops out only if the Taliban met certain conditions. Petraeus says so far, the group has not met any of them.
This frankly undermines the effort at the negotiating table because you're essentially giving the Taliban what they really want, having already pressured the Afghan government to release some 5,000 or so Taliban detainees.
Michael Kugelman is with the Woodrow Wilson Center. He says President Trump's decision leaves the Afghan government in a difficult position.
I think the Taliban wants to have complete power, and it would have that opportunity if it just waits America out and focuses entirely on the fight.
Kugelman says he sympathizes with American families who have loved ones serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says he recognizes how this week's news might be a sigh of relief for them.
But this is really the last opportunity you have to try to kickstart an admittedly fragile but nonetheless existent peace process. And yet you're whittling away your last elements of leverage by pulling all of these troops very suddenly without the Taliban having done anything first.
President Trump says the U.S. can always send additional troops back to Afghanistan if needed. But that could get complicated.
It would have to get the approval of the Afghan government in order to do that.
Jonathan Schroden is with the CNA Corporation and a longtime military analyst.
The current Afghan government, I think, would agree to that type of, you know, arrangement. But I wouldn't want to presume that the U.S. could just do that because it's not a unilateral decision.
Schroden says troop withdrawals take time. Flying personnel out of the country is pretty quick, but he says winding down big military bases is a whole different undertaking.
if they were going to zero, I would say it would be a logistical nightmare to do that by January. To go to 2,500 is still going to be very challenging because they're going to have to close a number of fairly sizable military installations.
But ultimately, Michael Kugelman with the Woodrow Wilson Center says Trump's decision to bring troops home is based on political goals.
An important angle here that's worth keeping in mind when we hear all of this talk here in Washington about ending the war. By bringing U.S. troops home, we're not ending the war. War may be ending for the U.S., but it's not going to end for the Afghans.
The Trump administration says it wants the drawdown to be completed by January 15th. That's less than a week before Joe Biden's inauguration. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.